Well, hello, Greg. Hold on, man, because I'm going to tell you a story about a horse right after this.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. All right, listen, how many times have you wasted your time with somebody who's never going to be your customer? You get all excited to meet with them. You spend some time. You type stuff up. You bond. They think you're amazing. You have a cup of coffee. They give you a donut. They're like, man, you're really cool. We've seen your company around, this and that. And in your mind, you're like, man, I got this job. It's in the bag. And then after you spend a bunch of time doing the thing you do, getting them the numbers and all that, what do? They ghost you. They blow you off, or they tell you you're way too expensive or whatever. All right. So if you're sick of that runaround and you want to be able to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, then you're going to want to go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And we have a little guide there that will help you spot the cheap customers immediately before you spend time with them. This is an invaluable tool. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you're only spending your time with people that are truly going to be your customers. So head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab your guide right now.
So Greg, I told you before about racehorses. My grandfather owned racehorses growing up. And something that I remember, I mean, I was a young guy hanging around the stable. My grandfather, he had a racehorse and the horse had hurt his leg. He fractured his leg. So the doctor needs to look at the horse and get his eyeballs on there. And the horse is just doing what a horse would do because he's in pain. So I remember my grandfather, his back was to me and he leaned over the horse. He kind of got up on his toes and leaned into the horse. And then the doctor was able to work on the horse. And I didn't know what happened. After my grandfather come back, he was like, you know, spitting. And
what kind of doctor is it?
It's a horse doctor. Okay. Yeah, it's a vet. But yeah. Okay. But you know, he's spitting. I said, "What was up?" He goes, "And it's horse hair." I just kind of like ignored it, and he goes, "I bit the horse's ear."
Wow.
I mean,
okay. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. So what he said was the doctor needs to look at the horse's leg, and because the horse wouldn't, you know, let him do that, he bit the horse's ear, and it took the attention away from the horse's pain and redirected it to his ear, so the horse would react to the ear, so the doctor could get his hands on the horse. I mean, you think it's a ridiculous thing. And I know people out there who love animals and all that, like saying, what the fuck, Tim? You can't talk about that. It's like, yeah, I can. I talk about all that shit because it's fucking real. It really happened. Yeah. I was there. I witnessed it. But we're talking something that probably happened back in the 70s where you can get away with all that crap, right? So why am I talking about that, Greg? Take a shot at it.
Well, I think what you're trying to hit here, Tim, is kind of redirecting pain. And this is something that we deal with a lot, right? We have pain somewhere in our life that we're dealing with, whether business or personal.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You know, when we've had a challenge to get ourselves in a little better shape as coaches, mentally and physically. And, you know, we've been doing routines and whatnot. And, you know, I myself, because I'm doing some running, my shins are hurting. They only hurt after I run for a little bit. But initially, my first pain when I run is my toe because I had surgery done on it just about a year ago and it still swells up. And my pain is so strong in that toe until my shins start hurting, right? Now my toe doesn't hurt anymore, but my shins are hurting. The pain is still there, but there's something more powerful.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. There's something that's more important to my brain. It's hearing it. It's ignored. I mean, ignore it because it's not going to change whether I pay attention to it or not. But there's the same. You know, same thing, Greg, about focus, what you focus on and where your attention goes.
That's funny because when you're talking about a toe, I just keep picturing a camel in my head. So that's my focus. So that's how I'm redirecting it.
Yeah. No, that's a misdirection, I think, not a redirection.
Okay. Yeah. So Tim, I got the same thing. So we're doing these workouts, right? And you had toe surgery and all that. So you have this long lasting pain that you've had to suffer through.
Yeah.
same thing. So I'm doing this workout at 45, give them a little plug right there. But, and you know, I am in a lot of pain with my knees. I'm overweight. I need to get in shape. You know where my redirection or misdirection of pain is? I'm just trying not to pass out because I'm so out of freaking breath.
Yeah.
So my knee pain is fine until after the workout when I catch my breath and I'm like, holy shit, I'm dying.
I know.
My knees, I'm like hobbling out of there. But yeah, it's interesting, Tim, is like we deal with this every day. So what's something in your life or in your business, like what's something in your business day to day that is a pain that you could redirect?
You know, there's all kinds of things that happen throughout my day. Sometimes it's a phone call. Sometimes a text from an employee redirecting it. Geez, you know, you got to figure out what's important, what's not important. And the biggest challenge, and you know what, Greg, I think I'm getting a lot better at this thing, is if I focus on where I'm headed, like it's almost like, and we're coming back to horses, I guess, I've got my blinders on. I'm focused on where I'm headed. All this other shit that's coming at me from the sides, it's still there, but I'm not letting it affect where I'm going. Because the end of it's there. And, you know, we could talk about making lists and getting to the end of it. You know, it's the analogy about the mouse in the maze, right? You put a mouse in the maze for the first time, and he's going to stop every couple of steps, and he's going to get on his hind legs, he's going to smell the walls, he's going to poke his head out. And he's gonna, even though he knows at the end of that maze, he can smell that treat, the piece of cheese or whatever's there, he knows it's there, but he's going to stop. He's going to be distracted by the stuff. But after he does it time and time again, sending through that maze, he knows that cheese is at the end. He's going to blast through that maze. The reason why, Greg, is not because he's smarter. It has nothing to do with intelligence. He just knows he's conditioned to know how to get to the end and not be distracted to get the reward faster. So these things that are distracting us throughout the day, the pains that we have, the, you know, pain, like they say, pain is weakness leaving the body, all this other stuff. But we got to stay focused on where we're headed, because these distractions will freaking stop you in your tracks and it'll paralyze you and you'll never be able to reach the end. And there's nothing worse than not being able to get where you want to go when you think you're focused, but you're not.
That's awesome. I love that. And anybody out there, every day you're going to have a different pain. Like Tim said, focus on that cheese and keep going and you're going to get to where you need to go.
Yeah. Until next week, guys, you stay cool and grind. Keep focused, guys. You go somewhere to go, don't let anything get in your way. Plow through. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.